the most dangerous transhumanist in the world, outlines the globalist plan to take over, and I mean, he's even writing a children's book. Yuval Noah Harari is the voice of the World Economic Forum, and to some, he is the most dangerous man in the world. At least his ideas are the most dangerous. And he's at it again. Wait till you hear about what he has to say the globalists are trying to do to take over the world, how they are trying to rewrite history. And as we said, this madman is writing his own children's book. He's dangerous because he is the front man, the voice for the World Economic Forum and the Davos crowd. He says what they're thinking. And he has the ear of politicians and celebrities world over. He is the one who famously has said that governments and corporations now have the ability to hack humans.
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough. And nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
That the future of humanity is for us to become something different than human. That souls and free will are something that need to be eliminated.
We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century.
We're going to shift our focus a little bit to geopolitics, these very turbulent times that we're living in, or that we feel we're living in. From a historical perspective, how turbulent are they?
Very turbulent. It feels like we fell off the edge of the cliff, especially given that, you know, the last 2-3 decades have been the most peaceful era, or one of the most peaceful eras in human history. And this is now over. We are in an increasingly turbulent world. And the problem is that we are facing these major challenges that just cannot be solved without global cooperation.
This post comes from an anonymous user, but thank you. They say, how long do you expect the current time of turbulence to continue before we reach a new balance?
I don't think there'll be a new balance.
I was worried you were going to say that.
I think that, as I said, we fell off the cliff. That people, you know, during the corona, there was this constant yearning, when will this be over and we'll be back to normal? And now the impression is we'll never be back to normal. I mean, it's going, the pace of change and also the pace of the crisis is just going to increase. And this is, and psychologically, it's very difficult, especially for people, say, in our age group, because we had the fortune, most of us, to live in a very extraordinary time in history, in the most peaceful, relatively peaceful. There were still some wars. I come from the Middle East. You don't need to tell me. There were also wars in the early 2000s. But generally, it was the most peaceful era in human history, and we kind of got used to it. And unfortunately, now it seems that, you know, we build this in, I mean, peace did not come from the sky.
You wrote in The Economist at the start of the Ukraine crisis that the direction of human history was at stake.
Yes.
Now that 6 months have passed, how do you reflect on that time?
The direction is not good.
I mean, I'm not saying it's got any better, but, you know, yeah, how are you reflecting?
Again, the basic question, it's goes much beyond the specific regional war. I mean, how are we going to tackle climate change? How are we going to regulate AI if we do not have global cooperation? And global cooperation is disintegrating.
The next quote made me laugh. Harari's original job was as a history professor. And we all know those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, right? Well, just listen to what Harari has to say now.
Is there a key moment in history that you think world leaders could learn from right now?
History never repeats itself. So it's not like, oh, we can do the same thing we did last time. And no, it just doesn't work like that. It's always something new.
Can you believe that? He is now saying that history should play no role in how we plan for the future, that history never repeats itself, which is the opposite of 4,000 years of human culture and understanding. This is what he and his globalist friends would have you believe. It is a rewriting of history so they can get you to do what they want. He is then asked about education.
Speaking of which, you are actually working on, you've released a children's book. It's coming out in a lot of different places this autumn. Tell us about that and why you decided to focus on that market rather than the adult market as you have done in your previous books.
Because, you know, children need to understand the world just like anybody else, even more than other people. What I see in many countries is that the education system is focusing on teaching mainly the history of our people, our nation, our culture, which is important, but which is just not enough to understand the world in which we live, not enough to understand yourself. And if you look much deeper in yourself, like our fears, our love, where did it come from? Not from any specific human culture. It comes from millions of years of evolution. So to understand, again, the most basic things about us, who we are, our fears, our emotions, we need a global understanding of history that goes all the way back to human evolution.
Yeah. Fascinating. I'm looking forward to having a look at that and buying that for some of the young children in my world.
This is one of the scariest moments I have had on the internet in a long time. Harari is planning to write a children's book. He is a gay, transhumanist, totalitarian, communist, atheist, evolutionist, and he's telling our children how to live? Imagine the dystopian world that would be.